And welcome into Jags of the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier, the preseason opener coming up Thursday at MetLife Stadium, East Rutherford, New Jersey. The New York Jets await the Jaguars. We start off in the offensive line. You know, in camp, Jokel has seen a lot of reps at left guard. Could he play some left tackle? That's still the case. Beecham hasn't played much. What's the deal right now with Jokel?
Well, this started as the pre-camp storyline, and it's become sort of the overarching storyline now. I think Luke will play some left tackle against the Jets, but when Bortles goes out, I think he'll probably still play some guard. I think he needs to continue to get the reps at guard. Although right now, Brian, it's hard to say where Jokel's going to line up. There's so many unknowns with Wells being hurt now, with Beecham not playing. I don't know where he's going to line up.
The Jaguars had better hope that internally Jokel says, this is my chance right now to stay in the starting role at left tackle. Because Beecham is not playing. Wells was never going to be in the mix anyway. I mean, and I didn't think he had played that well over the course of the first week or so of camp. Jokel's got to step up. To date, he hasn't. I mean, let's just be honest. He has not performed very well at either tackle or guard. The Jaguars need him to internalize this thing and let it go because they don't have any other viable options right now. Sam Young's a Miami Dolphin.
Yeah, he's going to wind up being a left guard, and I think Beecham will get back before the opener, but there's going to be a lot of angst before that.
Well, a lot of hope. You're hoping Beecham comes back and can play on opening day, and you're hoping that Jokel can be a left tackle for you until then.
And we're going to see Beecham on the practice field at some point, and those two guys together. Other side of the ball, Dante Fowler Jr. has turned a lot of heads in camp. It looks like he's the next great Leo here, right? Maybe the first great Leo.
Boy, I tell you what. But I've seen it with my own eyes live and in person, and then I've seen it on video, and then there was a photo that Rick Wilson took the other day of him uncoiling. And, I mean, Leo the Lion, let me tell you, baby, that's what it looked like. He shows everything you want to see physically from your pass rusher. The question just is now, can he go and do it, play in and play out?
I'd be shocked if he can't. You can say all you want, well, it's just practice. It's just going against the Jaguars, other offensive linemen who haven't been great against him. But the point is, I've never seen this. They've been playing offensive line and practicing here for a long time, and I've never seen this. So, bare minimum, he's a lot better than what they've had. I think he's going to be a star.
Let me make the comparison then, since you say star. When you first watched Dwight Freeney play in Colts camp, did you say the same thing?
Not as a rookie. It took Dwight about 7 or 8 games as a rookie to be wow. Fowler in practice is as wow as anybody I've seen since Bob Sanders.
And my point is that when you watch him play, you know. You look at him and you go, that guy goes over here in the player category. It's just a question of can he be consistent.
We mentioned offensive line. We mentioned defensive end. But the most important position on the field is the quarterback. And can number 5 make better decisions this year?
Well, it's so hard to know. And I get that people were a little frustrated with the scrimmage. When you watch him during practice, he's still throwing interceptions during practice, and I get that there's angst over that. At the same time, he's always been better when the games start. He was better when the game started last year than he was in practice. So I think he's practicing a little better this year than he was, so that should translate to being a little better when the games start. I don't think he's ever, Brian, going to give you a comfortable feeling, that feeling that you want, that efficient guy. I don't think he's ever going to give you that during practice. He's going to be a guy that when the adrenaline starts going, it's time to make plays. That's what he is, because he's not going to be Mr. Efficiency in practice.
No analytics here, right? Just the feeling I get looking in his eye and talking to him, he'll be fine. He's ready to take that step. He understands the arsenal of weapons that he now has around him. He's not worried about left tackle, although the rest of us are at this point. He's ready to play better, and he believes that he's going to play better. But you're right. We're never going to see it on the practice field from him because that's just not who he is.
Right. You're not going to sleep easy, I don't think, watching him in practice, but he's going to dazzle you on Sundays.
62, Blake. 62% completion this year, and I'll never say it again.
Analytics guy all of a sudden.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now I'm back.
Okay, that's okay. We'll find out starting Thursday night. The Jets and the Jaguars coming up, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.